Next up on Lehigh Valley Art Salon, At the Movies, a review of a current film with Paul Willistein of The Press.
Each decade, one or more films is embraced and or defines a generation of high school and college age youth. In the 1950s, it was Rebel Without a Cause, Blackboard Jungle, and The Wild Ones. The 1960s brings The Graduate, and perhaps Gidget to mind. In the 1970s, it was American Graffiti, Saturday Night Fever, Grease, and Animal House. The 1980s was especially rich. Ferris Bueller's Day Off, Breakfast Club, Heathers, Fast Times at Ridgemont High, The Outsiders, and Risky Business. In the 1990s, there was Dazed and Confused, Election, and American Pie. The first decade of the new millennium includes films such as Mean Girls, Lords of Dogtown, and Juno. The case could be made that The Perks of Being a Wallflower is the high school coming-of-age film for the second decade of the new millennium. Pittsburgh native and first-time screenwriter and director Stephen Chbosky wrote the screenplay and directed the film based on his 1999 novel, which is a series of fictional letters. The story is about Charlie, who writes those letters and is played by Logan Lerman, a suburban Pittsburgh high school freshman who appears to be pathologically introverted. Charlie bonds with fellow loners, high school senior Sam, played by Emily Watson, and Patrick, played by Ezra Miller. Perks hits most all of the teenage film tropes: the house party when parents are gone, the high school homecoming dance in the gym, a favorite movie, here it's the Rocky Horror Picture Show, and a soundtrack of songs with which the characters identify. What raises Perks above the cliché level, and it is clichéd, are the performances by Lerman, Watson, and Miller. Logan Lerman, who is in 310 to Yuma, signifies his character's emotions with crinkled-up face, lip-biting blinks, and downward, unfocused glances. His fresh-faced performance is one to be remembered, perhaps at Oscar time. Ezra Miller, who was in We Need to Talk About Kevin, is a force to be reckoned with. Facially, he resembles a young Jeff Goldblum with a bit of the young Bob Dylan mixed in. His gangly body language is as if he was hit by a lightning bolt. It's Emma Watson who most impresses in her breakout role as Sam. That is, a breakout role from the blockbuster Harry Potter series. She proves to be a thoughtful, centered, and emotive presence. She has the groundedness of a younger Natalie Portman. The Perks of Being a Wallflower is enjoyable, flaws and all. The Perks of Being a Wallflower is rated PG-13 for mature thematic material, drug and alcohol use, sexual content including references, and a fight, all involving teens. At the box office, October 17, Paranormal Activity 4 opened at number 1. Argo held at number 2. Hotel Transylvania was number 3. Alex Cross opened at number 5. Opening October 26 is Cloud Atlas. Tom Hanks, Halle Berry, Hugh Grant, Susan Sarandon, Hugo Weaving, and Jim Broadbent star in the science fiction drama Chasing Mavericks. Michael Apted and Curtis Hanson co-direct the sports drama starring Gerald Butler, Elizabeth Shue, Johnny Weston, and Abigail Spencer about California surfers tackling one of the biggest waves on Earth. Silent Hill, Revelation 3D, Sean Bean, Rhoda Mitchell, Carrie Ann Moss, and Malcolm McDowell star in the horror film about an alternative reality. Fun Size, Halloween Plans Go Haywire in the comedy starring Victoria Justice, Johnny Knoxville, Anna Gasteyer, and Chelsea Handler. I'm Paul Willistein of the Lehigh Valley Press at the movies for WDIY.